So there's a Gemara, and that's the Gra said over and over again, to the point that the Gra said to his wife, you should hang out, you shouldn't be around people, don't talk too much, you should only, you know, and we weren't sure if he meant to say because he may end up saying something else, or is there something bechlal that it's not good to talk too much? So Lemaisa, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, V'dibarta bam, you should speak in Torah, v'lo b'dvar machayim, and not in dvar b'teilim. So the it would seem from that Gemara that now this machlokes training. What does that mean? Does that mean only divrei schoit kekalos roish, like Rashi learns, means you should only speak something serious, don't joke around? Versus the Rabbi Yehuda learns that it means anything which is unnecessary, even if it's not you know, bad speech. The machlokes is exactly what the girl holds. But there's Rabbeinu Hananel that says that the Yisrael of the Dvar Mateilim is because of Bittul Torah, which leads us to a question that a woman is not chayiv in to in learning. So why is she told that she can't see Dvar Mateilim? It's only a Bittul Torah issue. So I saw in the Sefer, he brings down an interesting story. There's a story with the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. His name was Rav Zalman of Volozhin. And Rav Zalman of Volozhin was a big tzaddik. He was considered... He was considered, according to some, greater than Rav Chaim, and he was very makbid on this Indian of Dvar Mateilim when he was in the Beis Medrash. Very makbid when he came to Shul. When he went on Erev Shabbos, all the times to the Merachatz. When he went to the Merachatz, all of a sudden, he would talk to everybody, give his opinions about what's going on in the town. And parenthetically, they didn't understand how he knew anything about what was going on because he didn't talk to anybody. But he knew everything, and he gave his opinions, and it was very interesting to listen to what he had to say. So, Hashab Shat, it would seem like from that story that he was machbid because of Bittul Torah and the Merchatz, where it would be also to learn anyway. So then he was mutter to do the Torah material. So there's an issue if it's akpada al Torah or not, but you see from here that bechlal, people that are chattery and just talking all day is not generally speaking considered something positive. It's not really going to bring much to LS. And mamela, it's better to avoid, you know, speaking too much in in many instances. Most people will say the less is more. And the less you speak, and the less you divulge, and the less information you speak about, and the less you talk about other people, the better you are. The more you speak about other people, the more likely it is to end up in rachilus and other bad things. And therefore, we should be careful the way we speak, who we speak about, what we speak about, and to whom we speak. Good. The next area that the goyin is going to write to his family is on the area of bitachin. So he says, very, very fascinating, he says like this: I already told you that you should not really go anywhere too public. Okay, again, I told you this when we started, that this is a very, very, it's a little intense. So he writes here, V'chol asher sarech loch, anything that you may need, hakol al-yedei shliach, you should always send a shliach. You should send a shliach to buy your groceries, to do your basic needs, and not do it yourself. Why? Because we're afraid of pnima, first of all, tznias, but also because, again, it's not good to engage in too much. You may bump into people that are going to cause you, I mean, machshav, to say the wrong thing. So you know what? Just send the shliach. Don't do it yourself. Va'af, here says a chiddush la'alacha. Va'af imhu palmayim v'sholish b'yoyk, even if it's two or three times more money. So I can get, you know, my Shabbos food for $100, but I'm going to send a shliach and it's going to cost me $300. It's still worth it so that I don't have to be nichshal and going to the shuk and going to the public place, bumping into a lot of people and entering into useless idle chatter that's going to lower my madriga and ruchnias. So what you see from here, halacha lemaisa, is that the goyin holds that you should give a lot of money away to avoid the challenge of putting yourself in a precarious situation. Now, this may not apply to us as much regarding going to South Florida for our Shabbos groceries. I don't think most of us are on the level that that is where our ruchnius challenge lies, okay? But there definitely are places that you may have to go that do pose a ruchnius challenge. And the question is, maybe I could send someone else to do that. Maybe I don't have to go myself. Maybe I could go a different way. But it's going to cost me money. So, you know, sometimes you may have a meeting or sometimes you may have a party. But let's say a person they're connected with high officials and they have to go to parties. So they have to send someone from the office. They have to go themselves or they don't have to go themselves. They don't have to go themselves and they can send someone from their office. Maybe that's enough. You know, there's different scenarios that people can have. There's different scenarios that people may have that they are going to put themselves in a compromising position. So before putting oneself in a compromising position, Dr. Grah, it's kedai to send someone else, even if it's going to cost you two or three times more. Hayad Hashem. Tiktsar, like this is the language that Moshe Rabbeinu used Hashem used when answering Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining that how am I going to feed all Chais or Slav? And Hashem responded, Ayad Hashem Tiktsar, what do you think Hashem can't provide? So it's going to cost me more. Yes, but what's the problem? You think Hashem can't do it? Hashem is Barach Zon, Hashem supports and feeds Mikarnei Re'emin. From the largest animals at Bayekinim until the egg of a louse, from the largest creature to the smallest creature, Hashem supports and feeds. And Hashem gives all of them exactly what they need. So and this is a very, very chashuv lesson. In other words, what he's saying is it's worthwhile spending more money to be kind to Ratzon Hashem, because ultimately, anyway, Hashem is supporting us. And therefore, you know, you shouldn't worry about those types of cheshbonos. Now, the lahalacha, this comes up a lot of times. About people ask this question about hiring a Jewish worker. So we know that there's an Indian that you're supposed to hire a Jewish employee. Very nice. Hire a Jewish employee. What happens if the Jewish employee is a lot more expensive? So the first thing people tend to ask is, can I take off that difference from Meiser? So I think the answer to that question is, it depends if the guy needs it. I mean, if the guy has a successful business, or he's has parnasa and he's okay, so he doesn't really need your job to make ends meet. He's not an ani, so then I don't think that you could take it off of Meiser. But let's say the guy's talking ani, and he's whatever profession, okay? He's a painter, and he's an ani, okay? So you really found someone to do the paint job for $800, but he's charging $1,000. So there people ask, can I take the $200 off of Meiser? And the answer would be yes. But let's say it's the first case. No, he's not a poor guy. He doesn't need, it's not like he's desperate for those $200, that job. But you wanted to give it to him, not because he's done it, but you want to give it to him because he's a Jew. And you want to support a Jewish employee. Like, you're supposed to do, you're supposed to give business to a Jew first. Lahaftim, Gemara even says, Nesina, Mechir al-Nachri, Nesina al-Mengoi. There's a sort of an order of having Maktim. I want to give it to the Jew. So Dr. Grah, but it's more expensive. Dr. Grah, to do the Ratzon Hashem, a person should be willing to spend more money. Because what are you worried about? That you're going to run out of money? Anyway, Hashem's sending you money. since Hashem is the one that's sending the money regardless, so then don't worry about that. Now, the truth of the matter is that this really, the Gemara talks about certain specific things. You know, a lot of people know about this, about Hitzas Shabbos. Hitzas Shabbos doesn't come off the Cheshbon, right? It's money they spend for Shabbos. So the Ritva says in Beya that even though it says not Hitzas Shabbos doesn't come off the Cheshbon, lav dafka Hitzas Shabbos. Do I didn't call it special mitzvah? El naka davar shavir olio. So really, any mitzvah of any mitzvah is really not going to come off the cheshbon. So it's very important. So if you buy yourself a nice pair of tzitzis, then it's going to come off the cheshbon. It's unbelievable, Ritzva, the way he says it here. He says that you're talking about the very gosh, hoil mashain, hoil chlikas ba'atz, and let the Isaac came to us mitzvah. So, in the middle of that mitzvah, you're allowed to do, and that wouldn't be a problem. So, I would think there's certain stores that are not such sneeze sticker stores to go to, clothing stores or whatever. Maybe a person doesn't feel so comfortable, but you can theoretically do it online. But it's more expensive. Maybe there's delivery. Maybe this girl saying beforeish that a person should rather spend that extra money as opposed to compromising their level and going to that place. That's beforeish in the group. So kaponim, that's today's mussar. And I guess we'll continue tomorrow. Have a good night. Welcome back, Doc.